We present an Average Network short subject. Today, Attorney General Ashcroft addresses the 9/11 Commission in the James Knox Polk Room of the William Henry Harrison Hall of the Senator Joseph McCarthy Cave of Winds in Washington, D.C. Let us join co-chairs Governor Thomas Keene and Representative Lee Hamilton.
Thank you for coming today, General Ashcroft. We're sorry we're a little late in starting. I believe you have an opening statement. It's over 400 pages long and is filled with words like cayuse, polecat, necktie party, and stuff like law west of the Pecos. I'm glad your staff included the glossary. I look forward to reading it if I ever get the time. Perhaps you could summarize it for us?
Glad to. These foreigners running around the world blowing things up and it ain't right. By gobs, we hear a lot about PDBs and interagency communications, and I don't hardly hold with none of it. Man's guilty, take him to a stout tree and hang him. That'll learn him, and that's my ruling. These here civil liberties you talks about is a luxury we can't never afford no more. If and we don't get Patriot 14A passed, yous are going to see hoodoos and varmints are polluting our world with the foul offspring and un-American ideas. Well, long's I'm the Attorney General, we're going to keep our guns oiled and our ropes limber. And anybody steps out in line like that there Garofalo hoochie-coochie and that commie Palahern Franken, we might just have to jail them for their own good, maybe hang them if and we needs to. And don't think we ain't got our eye on some of you, too, by gobs. I said my piece to ask you questions. But show some respect for this, if not for me.
General Ashcroft, could you please put your revolver away?
Well, I ain't gonna tolerate no smart-alecky stuff, I ain't. I'm representing our flag.
General Ashcroft, no one here is armed except the security guards.
Good. Then they ain't gonna get the drop on me, you hoodoos.
Mr. Benveniste, you have some questions?
Attorney General Ashcroft, thank you for being here.
You being smart?
No, sir, I'm just thanking you for being here.
Well, watch yourself. We got files on most everybody.
I'm sure you do, General Ashcroft. We've heard today that both the CIA and the FBI brought you reports on Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden, and you recommended their budgets be cut. How could you make such a recommendation a week after 9/11?
Never done such. Never will.
So, four separate witnesses were wrong?
They've blamed liars, every one of them. Where I'm from, they'd be hog-tied, tarred and feathered, and shot, by gobs.
Dick, do yous got other questions?
I did, but I'm afraid to ask them.
I can understand that. Commissioner Gorelick, where'd she go?
Out of the line of fire.
She saw Mr. Ashcroft, recused herself, and left very quickly.
She better run. Run fast. I ain't gonna let her being no female stop me from tracking her down and filling her full of lead. That's my ruling.
Well, that's a little extreme, Mr. Attorney General. Governor Thompson, has yous got some questions?
Mr. Attorney General, your predecessor, Ms. Reno, testified that the walls between the various intelligence agencies were coming down and that interagency cooperation was at an all-time high when she turned them over to you. Is that a fair characterization? Sir, please, put the gun down.
Why, Aunt Reno's a hoodoo. She's a he-lot. Ain't hardly nothing she ever says ain't a lie. You can't trust nothing no hoodoo says.
Mr. Attorney General, I'm a Republican. I'm on your side. Don't shoot!
Well, act like it, by gobs. I'd have shot me some senators. They look at me like that.
Mr. Attorney General. Lee, I tried to tell George he was a weird choice, but he's a friend of Andy and Carl's.
Mr. Attorney General. Hi, Senator Kerry. He's all yours. That's okay, Representative Hamilton. I pass. I'd rather face the Viet Cong again.
You'd wished you had, by gobs.
Representative Roma? Admiral Lehman?
Well, Attorney General Ashcroft.
What?
Nothing, sir, nothing.
Mr. Attorney General, have you anything further to say at this time?
Every one of them's a dadgum lying polecat. You bring them in armed, and I'll prove it with my gun. Well, I'm the law west of the Pecos. and I stand for America and the finest flower of womanhood ever stood on this planet, Miss Lily Langtree.
Mr. Ashcroft, Mr. Attorney General, meeting adjourned.
This justice popping his skull open, making his eyes bug out and his tongue swell from his lying mouth, and his neck snap like he's being hung.
The Average Network has brought you number 10 in a series of Average Network short subjects written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the gang. Original music by the New Codpiece Band. Celebrities who have been impersonated may be refrozen and used again in a variety of taste-tempting combinations. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network, sunning himself on a rock and staying tuned!